Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Do you find it hard to spend money on clothes that you might think are a bit expensive for fear that you're going to make an expensive mistake? Well, this is the question Michelle sent me. She said, I have trouble giving myself permission to purchase more expensive items that in the long run I will love and use more than the cheap stuff. How can I overcome this? So the reason is it's because we've made some mistakes that were expensive, and so we wish to not make those same mistakes again. And this is where we then err on the side of, you know, kind of really limiting what we spend to some very small budget, just in case what we buy is wrong. And now, given that on average we wear 10 to 20% of our wardrobes, most of us, then, and that's all according to all the research, that, you know, that's probably a good fear to have, because it's a relevant fear, because we do spend money on things we don't wear. So how do you know what are going to be the things that you will get the wear from, so are worth spending the money on? This is where getting that education in color and style is so important. It's understanding what works for you, your personality, your lifestyle, your location, your body, you know, your coloring, all the things that go into style. Really, it's getting that full education and doing an analysis of your lifestyle and these things. What do you actually need in your wardrobe? What's actually missing? What are the gaps? That is where, when you have your own set of personalized style criteria, and you know what you need, then when you do see that item that is a bit more expensive than, you know, and that you might otherwise question, should I buy this? This is when you know that it is worth spending the money on. So this is why getting that style education is so valuable, because it can stop you making the expensive mistakes, but also give yourself permission to buy the good things. And I know for myself, this was something that I really struggled with. I remember the very first thing that I ever bought that was full price and over $100. And we're talking, you know, 30 years ago. It felt like a massive amount of money, but I'd realized that it was a color I wore all the time. It was actually going to go with lots and lots of different other things that I already owned, and so therefore it would be versatile. It was something I could dress up or down, again, making it versatile, and it was a little bit different, which suited my personality. So it had all the criteria that I wanted in a garment, and I bought it, and I wore that so many times. That top got worn out. It hit the point where I had to throw it out because it was falling to pieces, but it got worn and worn and worn. Its cost per wear was minimal, and that's because I knew the criteria and that fit my criteria. So even though it felt a little bit scary spending more money on it, I knew it was the right decision. And whenever I've gone in and I've known that it was the right thing. So if you are questioning, will it, won't it, I don't know, does it go, doesn't really go with anything else I already own, it's not a color I normally wear, all those sorts of things, probably the idea is to say no. But when you have your color palette and you know your signature colors and you know how to put them together for you, your color and value contrast, this is part of your style criteria. You can very easily then knock out the clothes, you know, and the colors that aren't working. When you know what shapes and styles work for you, you know what your lifestyle is. There's no point in buying a white silk dress when you're a mum of a two-year-old and you have a very relaxed lifestyle. No, you know, there's very little point in doing that. But what you may need is the best pair of jeans that make you feel really, really great, and getting a great pair of jeans that, you know, fits well, looks good, and gives you the confidence you want, but is something you are going to wear all the time. So this is why we want to have that style criteria, and this is why getting that style education is so important. And it's why I put my 7 Steps of Style program together, because that is aimed at getting you that information, because you can spend, you know, a few hundred dollars on that style education that will save you hundreds of thousands of dollars potentially over your lifetime. And that is currently, you know, the statistics that say we're going to spend, you know, 150 odd to $500,000 over our lifetime on clothing and apparel for ourselves, which is kind of a scary number, particularly since so many people are wearing clothes or have clothes in their wardrobe that they don't wear and they don't love. And this is because you didn't get the style education at school. It's not something you ever got from a fashion magazine. And so this is why we need to get that. And then you'll actually overcome it because you'll give yourself permission when you know you hit that right thing. So when you have a list of the clothes you really, really want, it's like going to the supermarket. You know, when I take my shopping list of these are the ingredients I need to make the dishes I'm going to make this week because I do a little menu plan, then when I'm in the stores, I just buy that. I don't think about it. Same thing for your wardrobe. When you know what your holes are, when you know what you really need, when you've got your criteria, that's your shopping list. So when you hit that right thing, you'll know it and you'll be okay about spending the money. And also too, sometimes it can be worth looking into what are our money messages that we've had growing up, you know, that it's shallow to worry about what you wear. It's shallow to spend money on clothing. Well, we have to be not naked. You know, people don't like us getting around naked. In fact, most places you get arrested if you decided to walk around the streets naked. So therefore you have to wear clothing. So it's not a waste of money to have some. Clothes need to be washed. Clothes wear out. You need different things for different seasons and you need different things for different occasions. And there is so much research that shows that what you wear impacts other people as well as yourself psychologically. I've actually just been reading a fascinating study about color, and it's a meta study, which is a study of all the studies that have happened. So it's something like 132 studies over 128 years. So from the 1890s up to 2022. And they said that there are certain colors that we all have the same emotional reactions to. So it is not shallow. We are having emotional reactions and we make our decisions based on emotions. And so therefore, not shallow, not something that doesn't matter. This is something that could actually have a big impact on your life and the opportunities that you have and how you feel and how you behave. So get the education and that will hopefully free you up to make those great decisions to get the things in your wardrobe that you really want and that will be really useful and that you'll be one of the people who wears 80% of their wardrobe most of the time and 20% is because it's a special occasion, and but you'll wear it when you have those special occasions. Kate said, how do I figure out my best skirt and top lengths? I know some of my outfits are way more successful in this, but I'd love to know the formula on this. So this is body proportions, and there are some simple ways of figuring out your body proportions. I have a bunch of blog posts and videos about how to measure your body proportions. So just head over to the blog and type in body, you know, how to measure body proportions. You will get those. There's a really kind of simple formula too. If you have shorter legs proportionally, so we're supposed to be kind of two equal halves from the top of our head to our leg break. So that's where your leg bends up. It's where you get the crease on all your jeans and your pants. That is your leg break. So from head to leg break and then from there to the ground, not wearing high-heeled shoes. So if you have a proportionally longer legs, then you suit longer skirts, tops, jackets, sleeves, necklaces. If you have proportionally shorter legs, you'll look better in shorter skirts, jackets, tops, sleeves, necklaces. So that is the really basic, easy formula. Now, there are some very specific formulas and it can depend on the shoes you're wearing and the height of the heels. And I do have a blog post about measuring those proportions. I'll put a link to it, but you can go and find that blog post. Just, you know, it's again in that section about proportions, and it'll be something about, you know, how do I find my best skirt lengths for, you know, like for different heel heights or something. You will find that on the blog. So I do have a couple of different formulas you can go and look for. But two, one of the things when we think about it is, I always think about best lengths also comes down to the horizontal line rule. So the horizontal lines, they behave in creating an optical illusion of broadening an area and highlighting it. So whenever I think about where do I want to end my tops, it's not at the widest part of my hips or the wide, you know, like I always want to put it on a narrower point. So where if I have a natural waist, I will put it on my waist. If I don't have a defined waist, then I will put it slightly lower around my hip bones. I don't want to have, unless I've got narrower hips than shoulders, I don't want to have my tops and my, you know, jackets and things ending at the widest point of my hips, because it just draws a horizontal line across that area, draws attention to it, and makes it look more obvious. It's the same thing for deciding on your sleeve lengths. It's, for me, it's not in the middle of the widest part of my upper arms. This is why three-quarter sleeves are so flattering. For skirts and things, it's not on the widest parts of my legs. So legs go in and out. So when I think about it, I've got a broader part of my calves and then my come in just below the knee. So I'm going to go there rather than the broadest part of the calf. Or on my knee, I've got a narrower part and then a slightly wider part. I'm going to go on the narrower part. Or just above the knee, I have got a narrower part before I go up the thigh. So it's really about where those narrower points are. That is where you end hems. And that is one of the things. So we put in those proportions and the horizontal line rules. We can fairly easily find what are our best points to end our hemlines. Priya said, how can I organize my closet so the perfect outfit is always at my fingertips? So closets are an interesting thing, and how you organize it will come down to your own organizing style. But some of the things I have found to be very, very useful to be able to quickly pull outfits together, if you have the versatile wardrobe where it's not just one thing is an outfit and it doesn't go with anything else. So if you've got versatile clothes where you can wear, you know, this jacket with multiple different bottoms and multiple different tops, I don't want to just put my outfits together in the wardrobe. But what you can do is think about putting things in color order. That makes it much easier, because when you are looking for a color to go with another color, you know what section it's in. Most people have a bit of a mishmash wardrobe where everything's kind of all together, and it becomes quite hard and laborious to find the clothes or the item that you're thinking that you want to wear. Versus if I'm looking for my pink jacket, if it's not in my pink jacket section, which comes after or just before my red jacket section, then it's in the washer at the dry cleaners. Like, I know it's not there. So if I am looking for my, you know, my pink shirt, again, that is in my pink section. So I have a pink section. I have a red section. I have a light green section. I have a, you know, a turquoise blue section. I have a cobalt blue section. That's my wardrobe because they're my colors. But I have sections for each of my colors. And therefore, when I'm looking for something, it is fast and easy for me to find it. And if it's not in the wardrobe, it's in the wash. Don't have to spend too much time wondering where it is or faffing through clothes trying to find something that is potentially not even in the wardrobe at this present moment. And you can organize drawers and things in the same way, particularly, and I recommend the kind of Marie Kondo folding where things are stacked vertically, because it becomes easy to see them. So I always think is wardrobe organization. There are a lot of different ways we can organize. Some people need larger categories. Some people need smaller categories. The way your wardrobe is actually laid out is going to influence how you make that decision of putting things together. Because if you have a lot of small cubicles, you will categorize in smaller ways. Versus if you just have one long rod, you will categorize differently. So it's thinking about what works. The other thing I love to delineate by color is it becomes really easy to see where one category maybe ends and the next one begins. So you might have, say, your tops and then your skirts. And so if I start at black, you know, white and work my way through to, say, black or whatever is your dark color, and then you start again at white and work your way through that same range of the rainbow, and I just do it in rainbow order because I love a rainbow and it's pretty. But it's a really easy way of then seeing where does tops end, where do skirts begin, or where do jackets start, whatever it is. So I always order by style of garment. Now, some people might have a work tops and a casual tops. For me, everything's together because I wear everything all the time. Or some people have a short sleeves versus long sleeves. For me, also, again, I just have everything all together, but I do swap my wardrobe over in different seasons where I take my woolens out in summer and I take my cold, my hot weather clothes out in winter and put my cold weather clothes in. So I think about that. So skirts together, tops together, pants together, jackets together. And then it allows me to quickly grab something of thinking, what do I want to wear today? And look at what my options are. Because suddenly you can see the colors that were going to go with whatever you've got, and you can know if it's in your wardrobe or not. So that really speeds up the process. Now, one of my clients, who was someone who loves kind of micro categorizing her clothes, she even went another degree more organized, and she actually organized her wardrobe by her color contrast. And so because she was two parts of a triad with neutral, so she put her two colors, her two parts, so her red and her blue, which are two parts of a triad, her greens and her violets, two parts of a triad. She actually put them together in her wardrobe in ways. So for her, that made it easier for her. And this is where your own thing has got to be what works for you. So what is a system that works for you? How visible do you like things? See, I like my necklaces to be very visible. So I have everything out on kind of hooks hanging on a wall so I can see it. I don't want it hidden in a jewelry box. Wouldn't see it. Would forget about it. So for me, I like things to be more visible, but some things people like things to be more hidden. But really it's getting a system that works for you. Means that it is then easier. And it's important also to have the shoes in a way that they organize. So I've got kind of rolling shoe drawers, but I've got the same styles of shoes on, you know, different drawers. So again, I know my boots are down here and my ballet flats are here. And so it's easy and fast for me to find those shoes. So shoes, your jewelry, you know, like I've got earrings together, I've got rings together, I've got bracelets together. And then I've got like little kind of, you know, little compartments for them. Even my scarves, they're organized in a, you know, like in a large container, but it's got many compartments. So it means, and I just roll them up and pop them in there. So then I can quite easily find by color, because again, I organize by color, and pull out the one that I am wanting, depending on the outfit I'm after. But it's having things accessible and having things organized so you can find them easily. If you are thinking about how do I do this, go and look at your kitchen. Your kitchen is a brilliant way of figuring out how you can do this, because I don't know anybody who has their plates scattered randomly through different cupboards. They have all their plates together, and the dinner plates are together, and the bread and butter plates are together, and the cereal bowls are together. We do this in our kitchen. We have our cutlery. We'll put our forks together, our knives together, our spoons together. It is exactly the same thing we want to do in our wardrobe. So if you are looking for inspiration, look at what's working in your kitchen. See how you can apply that to your wardrobe. The kitchen and the wardrobe are two places that actually have so much in common. And it's a really good, I always think about your wardrobe is like your kitchen. From I throw out of date foods when I discover them, and we all get out of date foods. Sometimes the other day I pulled something out of the fridge and it expired in 2016. So, you know, it's very easy to leave our clothes in there too long as well. So if you are, you know, when you're reorganizing your wardrobe, make some assessments. Has this garment gone out of date? Just like the food has, and it's okay to get rid of it, you know, and if you give it to a charity, if it's still in good wearing option, there are people out there who love thrifting and who love upcycling that may be able to turn it into something rather than like putting it into the waste. So thank you for your questions, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.